So, you have a video series idea for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So I was thinking I can make a series where a screenwriter guy pitches movies to a studio executive guy.
So just like a pitch meeting?
Yeah.
Did you come up with that right before walking into this pitch meeting?
You got me. I completely forgot to think of an idea before the meeting, so the meeting became the idea.
Well, okay then.
So yeah, I was thinking we could have the writer guy pitch all these questionable movie ideas, and the producer guy thinks they're all amazing.
That does sound amazing.
Yeah, and the screenwriter guy could have like a little catchphrase.
Oh, is it gonna be hard to come up with a catchphrase?
No, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, what's it gonna be? I just told you.
What are you talking about? The catchphrase is gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh my god, that is the catchphrase?
Yeah, it's actually inspired by this old Italian phrase, super easy, per non inconveni. Pretty catchy, right?
Actually, no, that's not catchy at all.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, that's like super long to type. That's not the kind of thing that people are gonna take the time to write in our comment sections.
I kind of feel that's gonna be the main thing they write in our comment sections.
Well, okay then.
We could also have some other catchphrases too.
Like what?
I don't know.
Fair enough. Did you forget to come up with some?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So who would play these two characters?
Well, I have a couple of people in mind, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, if you'll just direct your attention to this little presentation over here.
Okay. Oh, I don't like his face at all.
Wow, well, okay.
Also, a problem with his face. I don't like looking at it.
That guy's wearing a hat. Why is he wearing that? Get that out of here.
Oh, that guy's straight up creepy.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest here. All these guys have super punchable faces.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just have the urge to punch all those guys. Oh, look at that one. Oh, man.
Like, why are they all smiling so much?
I don't know.
Nobody smiles that much. They look like crazy people.
All right, well, I guess I could just play the characters.
You would play both characters?
Yeah.
How would that even work?
Well, I'd do all the screenwriter lines and then all the studio lines and then edit them together.
But won't that just seem like a guy talking to himself?
No, because the screenwriter guy's gonna have glasses.
And that's gonna make you seem like a completely different person.
Yeah, I mean, it works for Superman.
That's a good point.
Plus, I think if I overlap the audio slightly, it's really gonna trick people's brains into thinking there's two of me.
What do you mean?
Well, if I let the audio of one version of me play over the footage of the other me, then it's really gonna blend together.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Right, because it's like, well, I'm hearing one guy, but I'm seeing the other, so there must be two people.
Very interesting. I didn't know you could do that. So where would you shoot these things?
Well, I figure I could just shoot them in front of a super low-budget green screen I have at home and just put a nice-looking office behind me.
Oh, you do it on a green screen.
Yeah, and I throw in some generic office sounds like a ringing phone that nobody answers.
Well, okay, just make sure to always remove the green screen.
Yeah, could you imagine if I forgot to do that?
That would completely break the illusion. Make sure you never forget.
Yeah, totally. That's super important.
And hey, if you're only filming yourself from the waist up, I guess you never have to wear pants.
I will never wear pants while filming these. That's a promise.
Oh, promising to not wear pants is tight.
Hey, maybe that could be a catchphrase too.
What, the pants thing?
No, like I could have the producer guy say that things are tight all the time.
He's just gonna say that things are tight?
Yeah, all kinds of things. He's gonna think that everything's tight.
It's kind of random and has nothing to do with movies, but okay.
People are gonna love it.
If you say so. So what if we want to cover some older movies?
What do you mean?
Well, like if a movie was pitched in the 90s, are we just gonna have the same actor and setup?
Maybe I'll just change the computer in the background to match the technology of the time.
So the technology changes, but the actor's always the same age?
Well, I'm not gonna start de-aging myself. This isn't a Marvel movie.
That's a good point. If this was a Marvel movie, you'd be in much better shape.
Oh, that kind of hurts my feelings.
I mean, you're no Chris Evans.
Sugar tastes good. What am I supposed to do?
Eat less of it.
That's not gonna happen. So what do you think of the concept?
Well, it sounds like it could be fun for like 3 or 4 episodes, I guess.
Only 3 or 4 episodes?
Well, yeah, you're just using the same format and the same catchphrases over and over again. It's gonna get old pretty fast.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here, and that is 100 pitch meetings.
I haven't slept in a year. Please help me.
There were a lot of requests for a pitch meeting, so I hope you like that.
And if that was the first episode you've seen, that was probably pretty confusing.
Definitely check out an actual pitch meeting.
Thanks so much for watching this whole time. It's crazy that there are 100 of these now.
There are a lot more on the way, so be sure to subscribe and like and share and all those things.
Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you soon with a new pitch.
Bye-bye.